Thanks so much, Lisa. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. I'm Larry Mantle. Coming up, Film Week. I've got three critics with me this week. Peter Rayner, Christian Science Monitor, Amy Nicholson, also Claudia Puig. We'll be talking with the three of them about a number of documentaries. Big week for docs, including one they positively love. I know it's a spoiler to tell you this, but it's a Romanian documentary about corruption in the healthcare sector. Collective is the film, and it's on video on demand. We're going to hear what our critics think about it, why they think it's such a remarkable doc, that coming up on Film Week. But right now we turn our attention to empathy in leadership, something that Joe Biden, the president-elect, has emphasized as part of his campaign and referenced as well after being determined the next president of the United States. But what do studies about empathy in leaders really show? Joining us is Sam Walker, leadership columnist for The Wall Street Journal, whose article, Joe Biden Promises Empathy, But That's a Difficult Way to Lead, caught my attention. Sam, good to have you with us. What is the field of research in this area look like?
Well, Larry, thanks for having me. You know, one thing that really strikes me about empathy is it's clearly polling very well. Obviously, President-elect Biden is using the word in a very obvious way. But it's a relatively new concept, right? I mean, it sounds like something we can all get behind, right? I mean,
who's against empathy?
Empathy, right? It's like being against puppies or something, right? So the word has good connotations, but people forget, you know, empathy is a pretty new concept. I mean, it wasn't really, it was coined sometime around the early 1900s. And, you know, it's not in any of our founding documents. It's not a word that's really been associated with leadership before. So we're still getting to know it. And the research is interesting because, you know, I think what we're learning and what researchers have found is that there is a gap between the theory of empathy, between what it means on its face and how it's actually practiced by people in the wild. And, you know, empathy, the definition has nothing but good connotations. But when you actually try to lead in an empathetic way to the exclusion of other things, it doesn't work very well.
So is the reason that it leads to lack of decision making or putting the interpersonal relationships above the mission of the work? What is the downside?
Well, that's a good summation of it. I mean, I think the research has suggested that empathetic leaders, they're very attuned to the needs and the interests and the perspectives of the people that they're leading. And I mean, this can have good effects in some cases. But in a lot of times, you know, it does create indecision. It does create an environment where you're looking out for your people more so than the needs of the group as a whole or any group outside of your own entity. And, you know, beyond that, I mean, you know, you can make bad decisions. You know, you can just do the wrong thing. And, you know, I think a lot of leaders who have high empathy, I mean, the research suggests that there's a tendency to burn out. I mean, it's very hard work to always be taking people's perspectives into account and trying to make decisions that satisfy the largest number of them. It's a difficult road. And, you know, beyond that, you know, I think the research that and my own personal experience with great leaders is that, you know, empathy is important, but it's a tool. I mean, I think it's important to listen to people and to have empathy to show that you're taking their perspective into account. But to be a great leader, you really have to maintain some distance. I mean, you have to be able to set it aside.
Yeah.
Make an objectively good decision, you know, kind of with a poker face. And, you know, that's a little bit lonely, right? I mean, you have to keep that emotional distance from the people while you're still hearing them. But
I guess I think, Sam, though, of one of the values of empathy, and I think there are many, is that it's part of learning, part of paying attention to the people around us, how they're feeling, what they think about things. is an important way for us to grow as people too, by accessing that input. But we'll continue on this. Leadership columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Sam Walker, is with us. And we'll talk with Denise Cummins, who is with University of Colorado Boulder and author of Good Thinking, Seven Powerful Ideas That Influence the Way We Think. She's an authority on empathy, and we'll talk with her coming right up in a minute. Empathy and leadership, our topic on Air Talk Fresh Air with Terry Gross, coming up in just a few minutes. We'll be taking a look at the CIA's secret experiments with LSD in the 1950s and 60s. That's on Fresh Air with Terry, coming up in a few minutes. Denise Cummins is adjunct professor of psychology at the University of Colorado Boulder and an elected fellow of the Association for Psychological Science. Thank you so much for joining us, Professor Cummins. Share with us your thoughts about empathy. And first of all, how do you define the term?
Thank you for inviting me, and delighted to weigh in on this discussion. First off, let me just back up a little bit and say that I've been studying reasoning and decision-making for nigh on 30 years. And one of the things that we tend to find is that people distrust emotion and decision-making. We tend to believe that emotion clouds thinking and leads to poor or weak decisions. But as pointed out by psychologist and Nobel laureate in economics, Herbert Simon, in order to have anything like a complete theory of human decision-making, we have to understand what role emotions play in it. And emotions can improve or hinder decision-making, depending on how they're managed. Daniel Kahneman, also a psychologist and Nobel laureate in economics, makes the same claims in his book, Thinking Fast and Slow. Now, I discuss in some detail the impact of empathy on decision-making in my book, Good Thinking. Cambridge University Press is releasing a second edition of the book in March 2021. So let's dig in. Psychologists have identified three distinct types of empathy. There's affective empathy. When psychologists say affect or affective, they mean emotional, okay? So we have emotional empathy, which is the ability to feel and share the emotions of others. But then there's also cognitive empathy, which is the ability to rationally understand the emotions of others. That is, I can see things from your perspective. I understand where you're coming from. And then there's also compassion or compassionate empathy. And that's understanding and feeling what another person is going through and being motivated to do something about the situation. Now, the assumption is that empathy will make us weak and we will make poor decision makings. We'll worry so much about people's feelings that we won't actually get anything done. Mm-hmm. But in fact, there's a good deal of evidence showing quite the opposite. So for example, the US Air Force used the emotional intelligence test to select recruiters and found that the most successful recruiters scored significantly higher in assertiveness, empathy, happiness, and emotional self-awareness. And by using the emotional intelligence instrument to select recruiters, they increase their ability to predict successful recruiters by nearly threefold. And there was an immediate gain of $3 million annually. Another second example is the Center for Creative Leadership studied about 6,500 leaders from 38 countries on a variety of leadership traits. And the findings were consistent across the sample. Subordinate performance ratings were higher among those whose leaders ranked highest in empathic emotion.
So that's the emotional empathy you're talking about, as distinct from the cognitive.
Yeah. Now, in some of these studies, in that study in particular, they did not break out cognitive. They had various things that they were looking at. But some of those things could be classified as cognitive empathy, that is, seeing the perspective of your employees, that is what's important to them. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people always say, well, offer more money, right? You'll get better performance, you offer more money. But in fact, sometimes people value other things such as more flexibility in their work schedule. Okay, so they will value that over money and you'll get better performance out of them. That's where the cognitive empathy comes in. If you don't know what your employees want, you're not gonna be able to motivate them effectively.
Professor, thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's great to just give us a little overview of what some of the research shows about the value of empathy in leaders in business. Denise Cummins is University of Colorado Boulder Adjunct Professor of Psychology, Fellow of the Association for Psychological Science, and author of several books, including Good Thinking, Seven Powerful Ideas That Influence the Way We Think. And my thanks to Sam Walker, leadership columnist for the Wall Street Journal, whose piece piqued my interest to talk about empathy and leadership. Coming up next, it's Film Week.